Active Support Against Poverty, an organization assisting the most vulnerable citizens in Prince George, was awarded the Bob Scott Award presented by the Drug Awareness Recovery Team, DART, during a celebratory dinner at the House of Ancestors Thursday night. "It is such an honor to be nominated for the Bob Scott Award," Kim DeMeyer, Executive Director for Active Support Against Poverty, said. "Mr. Scott's commitment to improving the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community is an inspiration to all those striving to make a positive difference. By creating DART, Bob Scott did not just give people jobs, he helped instill the confidence and pride that comes from being productive members of the community by providing the skills and supports to be successful. Active Support Against Poverty was created with the same vision, to assist those who were feeling powerless by providing them with the tools and means to move forward into a healthier and more rewarding life, and to be recognized by DART, which has contributed to and enriched our community for over 25 years, is truly an honor." The Bob Scott Award is awarded annually to an individual, business, organization or agency that exemplifies integrity, leadership and inspiration in contributing to the betterment of the Prince George community. The Bob Scott Award is in its second year and the inaugural recipient was UNBC Professor Teresa Healy. Active Support Against Poverty was founded in the late 1980s, originally created to advocate for the rights of individuals on welfare and other financially disadvantaged citizens of Prince George. Over the years, the organization has expanded to address many of the challenges experienced by the homeless and at-risk population. Recognizing the need for safe and clean places for the unhoused, this organization started operating short-term winter shelters. In 2001, funding was sought to renovate Jacob's Inn to provide 16 low-income apartments. A few years later, Bridget Moran Place was built. This building was created with the intention of providing a number of services which were lacking. On one side of the building is a 45-bed shelter and above it is two floors of subsidized housing for at-risk members of the community. The other side of the building is the office which provides free tax preparation, legal advocacy, homeless prevention program, clothing, a message board and mail service as well as other services at 333rd Avenue. In 2022, in collaboration with Canadian Mental Health Association, operation of the First Avenue Housing Project was started. This project provides housing that is enhanced by on-site staff trained in mental health issues. For more information about DART, visit www.dartpg.org/.